You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
All right, well, Father, I just thank you for the mind of Christ. I thank you, Father, that we can tap into your thoughts, to your emotions, to your heart. That, Father, we are called to live the same way that Jesus did, one with you, where we are in tune with what you're doing and that we are able to partner with you in what you're doing. And Father, I thank you for prophecy that helps give context to our lives. I thank you that we are on your agenda and that we need to know your agenda so that we can be on it. So just thank you for the move of the Holy Spirit across the planet today, Father. Thank you that you are awakening this generation. Thank you that we are in the midst of a move of God, that Holy Spirit is always at work, awakening the planet to the reality of our union with Jesus. And so I just ask today, Father, as I share the things that you've been placing on my heart, the things that I've been observing, both in the spirit and just the coincidences and the synchronicities that you've been walking me through, I thank you that you will help me make it clear, help me explain the things that you've put in my heart in a way that edifies, encourages, and comforts people, Father, and catapults them into the fullness of what you're doing in this hour. And so I thank you in advance, and I give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Awesome, you guys. Well, we are coming into March, and March is word of the month in kind of a unique place because this word really started to bubble up for me when I started kind of focusing in on the fact that 2024 was a leap year and that we had February 29th on our calendar this year. That was highlighted to me and I began to pray into it a little bit. I felt like the Lord said that the word for March, the word that really describes what he's doing in this hour, is the word quantum leap. I feel like the word for March is quantum leap. And when I'm talking about the word quantum leap, I'm specifically talking about it within the context of what I really believe that the Holy Spirit is doing across the planet. And what do I believe that the Holy Spirit is doing across the planet? I believe that there is a move of God that is elevating human consciousness. I believe that the Holy Spirit is waking people up, and there is this mass shift in what we might call our level of awakeness or our level of awareness. Now, I'm not specifically talking about wokeness in the sense that it's described in the political arena. Although the term wokeness, to me, the fact that that's even a term in the political arena in our culture today is just a confirmation that we are in the middle of an awakening. I just am not sure that the definition in those spheres is the same one that is what I'm meaning today by this great awakening that we are in the midst of, this elevation of human consciousness. So when I talk about a quantum leap of consciousness, I first of all need to stop and just explain to you, and I'm going to do it in a really simple way today, kind of the levels of human consciousness. And when I talk about this leap, this quantum leap in human consciousness that we are in the middle of, and I believe specifically right now, I want to make sure that we understand that what I mean by consciousness. So let me go through what I call the four levels of consciousness. There's other models that describe the levels of human consciousness, but this one to me is one of the easiest to grasp. And I think it'll be good for you. And I've talked about it in the past. I've talked about it in other words of the month. I've talked about it in my own life. But these four levels of human consciousness can be categorized in these four ways. One is to me. One is by me. One is through me, and one is as me. And so as we go through these four levels, I'm going to explain it first so that I can talk about this quantum leap that I'm hearing God talk about right now. And then I can talk a little bit more about what you may be experiencing in your life that is evidence that you are going through a quantum leap in your consciousness. So this first level of consciousness is the lowest level of human consciousness. And by consciousness, I just mean awareness. I mean the lenses through which you view the world. I mean the paradigm through which you evaluate and judge all of your existence, okay? So consciousness is an awareness, but it's also a lens. It's a paradigm. It's also an emotional state, and it's a state of being. So in to-me consciousness, what's happening with folks that are in to-me consciousness? And I'll also say that in various times, we can kind of jump between these levels of consciousness. So in to-me consciousness, what's happening is that the world is happening to you. Reality is happening to you. Life is happening to you. This is more of a victim consciousness. It's where you feel pretty out of control and you are kind of in this blame mode. You feel very victimized. You feel like, you know, you're a victim of the government. You're a victim of inflation. You're a victim of other people. You're a victim of your parents and your upbringing. Like you are, things are being done to you. So you are not the cause of anything. You are more in the effect of everything. Cause is outside of your power. The external world is more powerful than you are. And this is what we might call victim consciousness or to-me consciousness. Now, this doesn't mean that you have, you know, that you, for those of us that want to make the difference between victim consciousness or to-me consciousness and being victimized. So you can be victimized and operate in all four levels of consciousness. So I'm not downplaying the circumstances in our lives that can victimize us, but I am talking about the consciousness in which we perceive those events and how we've been victimized and our response to that victimization. Okay. So to me, consciousness feels powerless, feels helpless, feels like they are at the mercy of something outside of their control, outside of their, you know, their ability to impact. So the next level is a higher level of consciousness than to-me consciousness, and it is the by-me state of consciousness. And by-me is very much very much seen in our Western culture, and it is very much an achievement consciousness. It's very much that it's up to me, that if I don't do it, it's not gonna happen, which is obviously maybe a more empowering state of being than just playing a victim. Right? Or just being a victim of everything. But it also puts the onus on you to actually change anything. So this level of consciousness is characterized by goal setting, achieving goals, being a self-made millionaire, right? It's very much up to you to move the ball, if the ball is going to move at all. So again, it's a higher level than to me, where you just, you know, sometimes you're just paralyzed because you're helpless and hopeless and there's nothing you can do about it, to, hey, I'm empowered, I can affect change, and it is up to me to do that. Okay, so that's by me consciousness. I am going to bring this all into a scriptural perspective and all of that in a moment, but I just need to start with this foundational understanding of human consciousness. If we're going to really step into what I really feel like God is speaking right now, in a leap year, in March, where, you know, typically February 29th would have been March 1st, but this year, February had an extra day, so March started a day, you know, quote unquote, late, but that's very significant, I feel like, coming into March. So that third level of consciousness is through me consciousness. And this, if you think about the river of life, if we just kind of, you know, that life is flowing in to me consciousness, you are just being swallowed up by the river, right? You're just in the roaring rapids. You're just out of your control. In by me consciousness, you're more swimming upstream. You know, you are swimming against the river of life and you're making things happen. But in through me consciousness, you are now more going with the flow. You're in a state of flow. If we're going to bring it into a spiritual context, more it's the idea that God is working through you, right? That you are partnered with God and God is, you know, you're abiding in the vine and the life of God is flowing through you. You recognize that there is more at work here than just your personal striving and hard effort. That there is a God, there's God, that's something bigger than you. There's a higher power. In our case, it's Jesus Christ, right? That's, we're believers. And so we're recognizing that God is flowing through us, that life is happening through us. We are a participant in life. You know, you can take into some principles of quantum physics that what we observe actually matters, that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So it doesn't let go of personal agency and the personal responsibility necessarily to abide or to cooperate with God, but it's not just up to you. So we're leaving the more separated, independent from God states of consciousness of to me and by me when we're stepping into through me. So it's obviously a higher frequency. It's a higher level of consciousness. And then that final consciousness is that the consciousness is as me. And here's where separation from God gets totally swallowed up. We step into union. We step into the idea that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. We step into the idea that as Jesus is, so am I in this world. We step into union with God. We let go not only of control and responsibility. There's this surrender that happens when you go into through me, but now we're also surrendering the illusion of separation and we're operating as me. This is where we put on Christ and we become not just a channel of the kingdom of God. We don't just become a channel of healing or a channel of abundance, but we can step into that state where Jesus lived and where he said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. And through his union with Father, you know, he said, I am, right? I am. And I want to be clear that people that are operating or that when you're stepping into that I am consciousness, it's through union with God. You haven't become God in and of yourself. You have let go of the illusion of separation from God, right? And you are standing in that place where you have the mind of Christ, where the words that you are speaking are no longer your own, that you're not only not just operating independent and God is flowing through you, but you are actually speaking as God prophetically. You are actually sharing and viewing things with God's eyes, operating with the mind of Christ. And so these four levels of consciousness are the context for what I'm talking about in this quantum leap of being awakened. Okay, what I believe God is speaking over March, okay, even you know, March is the only month of the year that, you know, has March 4th, you know, and March 4th is such an interesting word because it's like this idea that we're marching, that we need to go, we need to move, we need to go forward. And what I want to say is that this year, and this specifically this month, is that there's a quantum leap, that there's this leap day. There's this day in history where there's a leap in consciousness. And what I mean by that, if you look at the actual term of what a quantum leap is, I did a little bit of homework here and hopefully I have it somewhere. Oh gosh, did I get rid of it? I thought I copied it into my notes and then I deleted my notes. Oh, okay. Let me just look it up again. So let me just share with you the definition of quantum leap. And let me just read this definition to you of what a quantum jump or a quantum leap is. It says a quantum jump is the abrupt transition of a quantum system, an atom, a molecule, an atomic nucleus from one quantum state to another, from one energy level to another. It says when a system absorbs energy, there is a transition to a higher energy level. Excitation is what it says. When the system loses energy, there's a transition to a lower energy level. The concept was introduced by Niels Bohr in 1913. It says a quantum jump is a phenomenon that is peculiar to quantum systems and distinguishes them from classical systems or Newtonian systems, where transitions are performed gradually, meaning in Newtonian physics, transitions are performed gradually and they're also sequential. All right. So A causes B causes C. All right. It's linear. It says in quantum mechanics, such jumps are associated with the non-unitary evolution of the quantum mechanical system. I know this is a big definition, but just bear with me. In modern physics, and this is what it says too, in modern physics, the concept of a quantum jump is rarely used. As a rule, now scientists speak of transitions between quantum states or energy levels. So what am I wanting to, I just wanted to say that at a high level, a quantum leap means a instantaneous transition from one energy level to another. Okay, it's a phenomenon that has been tested. And again, the concept in quantum physics is very complicated. And so I don't want to get too deep into the science. It's something you can go research on your own if you're so inclined. But I do think it's important when we're talking about the fact that this is what I'm hearing from God, that we're in the midst of a quantum leap, that it is really about this leap between our energy states. It's a leap in our consciousness levels. Okay, so let me come back here so I can see myself instead of my definition. So I said this just as like a Webster's definition. It just means a huge, often sudden increase or advance in something. So what I sense in my spirit, what I sense I'm wanting to bring clarity today, too, is what's happening. What's happening in the planet is that there is an elevation of human consciousness and people are being elevated out of victimhood, out of this, by me, out of this toil, out of this striving. We are moving into a restoration of the true gospel. People are waking up all over the planet. I mean, we're waking up to government, government corruption. my goodness, the pandemic was a huge wake-up call, right? We have so many more outlets of information and ways to get our news. I mean, there is a level of awareness about what's going on in the world, not just at a surface level, but beyond the surface like never before. So I think all of us can agree just in general that we're in some kind of awakening, that we're in this weird place in history. And that I just want to bring context to this because, you know, even as we talk about the just the move for deconstruction and deconstructing religious traditional doctrines and waking up to the control system and institutions, whether that be religious institutions or whether that be political institutions. I mean, we just are waking up to this level of distrust in these things. We're learning to rely more on our own inner compass, more on our own intuition, and more on we just are smelling something fishy, right? And I want to remind you that my word for the year was all about, you know, becoming unstoppable, not quitting, being unstoppable in 2024 and learning to manipulate and govern the matrix. And I even brought out, you know, my little Neo guy here at the beginning of the year. And then, you know, I had Yoda and I had Avatar. Is this idea that we are not just mere human beings and that we are awakening to the reality that there is more than meets the eye. And, you know, if you watch the movie The Matrix or you kind of watch any of these movies, Star Wars or Avatar or whatever, they're all movies that really kind of describe this awakening process that, you know, the characters in the movie go through. So what do I really want to hone in today? So first of all, I want you to know that God's in the midst of us making quantum leaps. Like we are transitioning from one level of consciousness to a, you know, higher levels of consciousness. I want to say instantaneously, although I want to say that there also is a process that we're in. I made a post on my, I think I posted it on most places last week. And I'm going to read this post because I think it's very, very, very important. And I mentioned this move of the Holy Spirit that I believe that we're in the midst of in the context of really the storms and the trials of life and how going through a storm or going through a trial in life is very much a environment where these quantum leaps of consciousness take place. I actually called it, I said that this is where growth spurts in consciousness often occur. And so in addition to saying it's a quantum leap in consciousness or in moving into more of, you know, letting go of control, letting go of toil, letting go of independent ways of being and moving more into this place where we are truly being led by the spirit or we have awakened spiritual senses and we're even moving into this place of as-me consciousness, is often accompanied in a time of turmoil or a shaking, if you will. And obviously we can say in the world there's been great shaking, but I also want to bring this down to more of a micro level in your own life. So let me read this post. This is what I said. I said, I've often said the storms of life are not meant to kill, and I said kill you, but reveal you. Jesus and the disciples had two very different reactions to the unexpected storm. Jesus slept and the disciples freaked. Jesus was able to rest and walk on water in storms because he knew he was one with the Father. He knew he was here to demonstrate how sons of God act and live. He was also confident that death had no authority over him, that he could lay down his life and take it back up again. His declarations, "I am the resurrection and the life," and "before Abraham, I am," demonstrated he lived in "I am" or "as me" consciousness. This level of consciousness is where Holy Spirit is taking the body of Christ. It's the place where we can say the Father and I are one and laugh joyfully or take a nap in the face of death. In Christ, we are as he is. So, beloved, if you find yourself in the middle of a storm today, take heart. Often the most powerful consciousness growth spurts happen in storms. Separation from God is always an illusion. Put on Christ and step into the Spirit. Here you'll see what the Father is doing and hear what he's saying. And you'll simply imitate him, acting as him. Life will flow from your lips. Storms will cease. Death will bow its knee. And you'll remember and recognize who you really are. Christ in you may start out as a mystery, but the hope of glory is often revealed in the midst of whatever storms may come your way. Remember who is in you, Christ. Remember who you're in, Christ. Remember who you are. As he is, so are you. Okay? As me is another way of saying that. Now, here's the thing that I want to kind of point out about today. It's this idea that quantum leaps or growth spurts in consciousness often take place in storms. And I can tell you that we are in a stormy time in the world. Of course, in the kingdom, there's, righteousness, peace, and joy. So we aren't governed by what's going on in the world, but we will be governed by what's going on in the world and what's going on circumstantially in our life based upon the level of consciousness that we are currently at. So it's important to just recognize that, we may be operating in two me. We may feel like a victim. We may feel helpless. We may be blaming other people. We may be blaming God. We may be blaming ourselves. Blame is a big deal in to me consciousness. In fact, to move from to me to by me, you've got to let go of blame. You've got to let go of being a victim, right? And if we look at, obviously, in by me, that's a different place of reacting to the storms of life and what's going on in the world. And you actually will resist those storms and you'll, pick up your bootstraps and you'll rebuild after the storm and you'll do it on your own, But if we look here at the story, even of this storm, right? Jesus told him and his disciples, let's go over to the other side. And when the storm arose, you can see, and actually as you begin to kind of familiarize yourself with these different levels of consciousness, you'll start to see different levels of consciousness everywhere, and you'll even see it in scripture. So in the story where Jesus and his disciples were in the storm, we see Jesus taking a nap in the boat and getting up and speaking to the storm as God, as me, peace, be still. He was speaking as the Father in that moment. He was operating in as me consciousness, and he was operating in peace, sleeping, right? We also see that the disciples were very much in to me consciousness. They were actually even on, offended. They were terrified. So fear is a very much a low level frequency. It's very much a common state for people that are in to me consciousness. And you'll see that they even blamed Jesus. They even like accused Jesus. Do you not care of not caring that they were perishing? So they felt helpless. They felt victimized in that storm. They were very much operating in to me consciousness. Now, Jesus did correct them and said, where is your faith? When he did still the storm. But as you'll see, if you go back and read the Gospels, you'll start to see different levels of these four levels of consciousness. When Jesus came to the guy that had, been at the pool of Bethesda for all of those years, and he asked him, do you want to get well? Are you earnest about getting well? And he began to just spout out all of the reasons, all of the excuses, how he was a victim and how everybody was getting in before him. And then, of course, the people that were crawling in on their own, well, those were by me people. But you'll just start to see these levels of consciousness everywhere. You'll start to see it on social media. You'll start to see it in the media in general. You'll start to see it in just public discourse. You'll start to see it in the sermons that you hear. There's not only are they steeped in separation from God many times, but they're also steeped in by me consciousness, which means it's up to you. You've got to do something to secure blessings from God, or you've got to pray, or you've got to do all of these things. Really, legalism is in by me, right? And so you'll just begin to have a new lens, if you will, to be able to look at life. One of the most powerful paradigms you will ever have is a paradigm of paradigms, where you'll begin to actually be able to see paradigms that people are operating in. You'll be able to actually see not only your own level of consciousness, but other people's levels of consciousness. I've talked about the levels of consciousness before. I've used David Hawkins' map of consciousness. I've talked about how each level of consciousness, he has many more levels than four, and he really bases them on emotional states and frequencies and the calibration at a logarithmic value of those different states of consciousness. But I'm sharing all of that to say that storms are a big part of many times what causes us to wake up, what causes us to go into a greater level of consciousness. Now, I like to say this, and I think I've said it before on the podcast because I've said it a lot over the years, is that if we just treated our lives like a movie And, you know, another movie that I mentioned, and I use movies because I feel like there's spiritual truths in there. They're kind of like sometimes prophetic dreams that you can interpret. And one particular movie that I've been thinking a lot about lately is that movie Divergent. And it's a movie, it's a book series. But the bottom line, the scene from the movie that I keep thinking about is, and there's factions in this movie and everybody's born into a faction. Think of like kind of like a, it's not a caste system necessarily, but it's basically like this identity, these factions, this identity that people take on. And they do this test when kids come of age. And they do the assimilation test. And based upon the way that child reacts in the assimilation, they determine which faction they belong in. So I'm not going to give you the whole, I'm not giving too much of the movie away if you want to go watch it. But the point is that there's the simulator. And over the years, I have talked about this idea that when I wish I was being able to train people to let go of the illusion of separation or operate as a son of God, that I would have this thing called the circumstance simulator. And I wish that I could put people in the circumstance simulator because the circumstances would be able to demonstrate the level of sonship that they're operating in. It's kind of like this storm. Like the storm came up, it was this circumstance that came up, and it revealed the beliefs that the disciples had, the beliefs that Jesus had, and the level of consciousness that they were in. And so I'm sharing this because I want to empower you to maybe detach a little bit from your circumstances. And instead of thinking of your circumstances in a to me mentality where this is just happening to you and you have no agency over it, and maybe you're even blaming people, maybe you're blaming God, maybe you're confused. Well, if you knew it was a simulation and that it was really just a test or just an opportunity rather to reveal Christ in you or reveal as me or through me consciousness, then you would probably react very differently. You would speak to the storm instead of feeling victimized by the storm. You would speak to your bills rather than feeling victimized by unpaid bills. You would speak to your body and to your doctor's report rather than feeling victimized by a disease that's taken over, right? So circumstances are a really big way that we can, if we are aware and we are awake, make a growth spurt, make a quantum leap in our consciousness. And the way that that happens is that you have to detach. You have to actually be awake, and you actually have to remember or think about the world system as the matrix. You have to think about this as just a simulation, that this is not the governing reality. That there is a spirit realm that you are from, that you've been born from above, and you have not been designed to be under circumstances, but to govern circumstances, to bring heaven to earth in the midst of circumstances. And the only way that you can do that is through me or as me consciousness. You have to be connected to who you really are. You have to be connected to an identity that is greater than whatever it is that you're walking through. And so I want to just share this today because my sense is that a lot of people are walking through seasons of life that they may be faced with some things that are really impossible. There may be, all kinds of intense things that you're going through. You may have some intense financial challenges that you're going through. You may have some intense health challenges that you're going through. You may have some intense relational challenges that you're going through. I'm not sure what that looks like, what that storm looks like in your life, but I want to encourage you today that these storms, these circumstances are not designed to kill you. They are designed to reveal you. And there is an opportunity to make a quantum leap and to wake up to the matrix, to wake up to the natural realm, to wake up to the world system, and to come out from among it. There's a beautiful scripture that I found as I was doing this study, and I'm going to just pull it up. I think I got it on my phone in a different translation, or maybe it's just some notes, but it's Psalm 66:12. It's kind of a random, obscure scripture, at least in my mind it is. And here's what it says in, let me just read it in the King James Bible. It says, "Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water, but thou broughtest out into a wealthy place." Don't you love King James English? Okay. let me just read it in the New King James. It might not have all the thous and the thous. Here's what it says in the New King James. It says, "You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. Okay. It says wealthy place in King James. Here it is in the NIV. It says, you let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us in, brought us to a place of abundance. Okay. And so this scripture to me just really brings out this idea. There's another kind of notes that I wrote on it here. Let me find it. Here we go. We went through fire and through water. And when I, my notes I said here is we went through stress and pressure. Okay. How many of you know that fire is refining? It's not just destructive, but it's refining. And we went through water. And so it's this idea that stress and pressure, not only can they feel, you know, in many ways destructive, but they also, when applied in perfect proportion, can actually bring forth and purify and bring forth the very nature of the element that's, you know, the stress and the water is being applied to. Okay. Think of it like polishing a stone or thinking about refining gold. Right. And so I, this idea is that it's, there's this reframe that I'm wanting to offer to you today. And it's this reframe that the circumstances that you're going through are perfect for this quantum leap in consciousness. It's, they're perfect for this revealing of the sons of God. They're perfect for you to step into a rule of governance and a rule of manipulating the matrix and manipulating the seen realm rather than being victimized by it. And I think it's interesting that at the beginning of the year, the word that I got started with don't quit, but be unstoppable. You know, I'm a little bit removed now, obviously. We're a little removed from January. And so as you get a little further into the year, you kind of start to walk some things out. I find it interesting that that was the encouragement for 2024. That instead of operating as a victim, instead of operating as, you know, independent from God and by me, that this is an opportunity to become unstoppable and to be unstoppable, but it's going to require a new level of consciousness. It's going to require a level of being awake. And the Holy Spirit is actively engaged in this, beloved. He is awakening the planet. He is awakening the body of Christ. And so if you find yourself in these circumstances or in these situations, I want to give you a couple of pointers. Okay, God has a victory, has a wealthy place, has abundance of health, abundance of healing, abundance of provision, because we're citizens of heaven. We're citizens in the kingdom. We've been given an inheritance. And we are, all things belong to us. And when you step into as-me consciousness, you recognize that Jesus is the lawful owner of all things. And that that makes us, right, the lawful owner of all things, that we are truly as rich as God. We are truly as healed as God. We are truly as abundant as God. But it is an inside abundance, okay? It means that the kingdom is within us. It comes from within us. How does it come from within us? It comes from within us as we step into this level of consciousness, meaning because there's a frequency. There's a frequency of abundance. There's a frequency of healing. There's a frequency of heaven. And that frequency is a higher frequency than these lower level frequencies. In fact, I heard one guy say that 1 hour spent in as-me consciousness is as much as 10 hours in through-me consciousness, is as much, it accomplishes as much as 100 hours in by-me consciousness, and as much as 1,000 hours in to me consciousness. And so there is this elevation of not only our consciousness, but there is a, I want to say this field and this attractor field that operates depending upon the level of consciousness that you are operating in. It's this idea that Job said, what I feared has come upon me, that we are attracting things based upon our level of consciousness. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Beloved, I pray that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. There's this inside out component of how life works. And abundance and wealth, for example, these are energetic things. Healing, everything is energy. This is a scientific principle. And so as we raise our consciousness, guess what? Things that are going on in our life simply cannot stay in our life. Out of the abundance of the heart, speak and bring forth good things not appear, right? So there are spiritual principles that are always at work here. There are laws of abundance. There are laws and principles that are at work all the time. It's the observer effect, that what we observe manifests, and you observe differently depending on your level of consciousness. So some of the things that God has really been speaking to me, I've had a couple of really awesome encounters over the last week, and a couple of instructions from God on how to partner with him to step into this new level of functioning. Because as me consciousness is also outside of time, you guys, it steps into this present now. It steps into this internal now where all things are finished, where all things are complete, where all things are possible. And it observes in union with God. So it observes outcomes that God is actually wanting to see on the planet. If you've ever watched the movie Tomorrowland, it talks about the power of human consciousness to affect the future. And God has a future for the planet, and God is working through the agency of human beings to bring his plans and purposes to pass. I mean, Jesus was born of a woman, right? I mean, all of the prophetic words that were spoken about Jesus in the Old Testament were spoken through human beings, I guess, through the power of the Holy Spirit, but there was human beings involved. And so there is a partnership. We are the body of Christ. Jesus is the head, but we are the body. We are the material component of the Godhead. Granted, there's a human being in the middle of the Trinity. There's a human being in heaven, a resurrected human being. Jesus Christ is in heaven, but we are also, as he is, so are we in this world. And so I'm sharing that because in order to make these quantum leaps, I mean, first of all, we've got to wake up. We've got to be aware of the idea that this on some level is assimilation. On some level, the circumstances, we are not under the circumstances, but we are designed and created in God's image, recreated in Christ to be co-creative. And that we can create. It's not about what is happening to us. It's about what are we creating? What are we speaking? What are we observing? What are we, and as me consciousness, what are we actually creating, you know, in union with the Father, in the earth, on this planet, in the midst of storms, in the midst of what's going on in the world system. And so if you think of your life as like training, then it becomes, and that the grace of God is always with us, that he is partnered with humanity, partnered with us in this elevation of human consciousness, and that we are not alone in this, but this is like we are being equipped. We are training for reigning. Then it shifts the way that you approach your life circumstances. So one of the encounters that I had over the last week and was really this interesting thing that happened, you know, as I was in February doing our Elevate content, the name of the content was Door of Perception. If you guys have not stepped into Elevate, I really encourage you to do that. I've really felt prompted by the Lord that we're going to extend the Leap Day sale for the rest of March. I haven't even told my team. I just got it this morning. But we're just going to open it up. We're going to open it up with the promo code of Leap for the rest of the month, because I would really love as many people as possible to get access to this concept. I mean, to this content. I mean, the whole program is called Elevate because I really believe that there's an assignment on my life to partner with God in this elevation of human consciousness, this elevation of Christ consciousness. So anyway, in February, the content was entitled The Doorway of Perception. And it was really a bunch of exercises about how to step into the spirit realm with awakened spiritual senses. And I talked about this concept of how there's always a doorway into the spirit. And once you're awake, you can really step into that. It's just a kind of a jumping off point with your spiritual senses that you can step into that doorway of perception at any time. And honestly, that came from that whole revelation for me. You know, there's a scripture that says come up higher, right? And there's an open doorway in the spirit in Revelation where it's scriptural. But for me, there was a previous encounter that I'd had where I had really kind of forgotten who I was. I was sitting in the snow. I was dazed and confused, and I was so lost and so dazed and confused. I didn't even know I was dazed and confused. And an angel came up, tapped me on the shoulder and says, "You've forgotten who you are," and hands me these keys and says, "You are a bringer of the unseen into the seen." And I saw this doorway in this encounter, and it was the doorway to the unseen. It was the doorway to the spirit. It was the doorway to outside of this, out of the matrix, if you will, out of the seen realm. And the angel said to me, "You must go into the unseen. You must go in through this doorway, and you must bring the other bringers of the unseen into the seen. You must bring them into the seen." And so this identity restoration of, wait a minute, I am a bringer of the unseen into the seen. and that there are other bringers of the unseen into the scene that I need to go into the unseen and get. And so just part of the assignment that's on my life. So this is, you know, I explain more of this in February's content in Elevate, but for the purposes of this word, I want to talk about the story of perception, because this perception is a really big deal when we're talking about consciousness, because your level of awareness, your level of consciousness will determine what you see. And having enlightened spiritual eyes is key to operating in through me and as me consciousness. We must be awake. And so this week, I was just sitting in my bedroom. You know, again, when you're awake, you can see this doorway in the scene realm wherever you are. And again, I saw the doorway, but there was a particular encounter that I had with the doorway. And sitting outside of the doorway were these moving boxes. They were all boxed up. And when I went and opened up the boxes, again, all in the spirit, I looked inside the boxes and they were filled with children's clothes. And at the time, I just thought of my own children as my own children's clothes, because I always box up the clothes that they outgrow. But as I continued into this encounter, the next thing I saw is I just heard the spirit say, go through the doorway, but you need to go through naked and unashamed. And so, you know, in the spirit, I'm like naked, baby, basically unashamed. I walk through the doorway and then I hear the spirit put on Christ. And it was funny because when I put on Christ, it's kind of like I put on this crazy fur coat. It was hilarious, kind of. But the point was, it really ties in back to the scripture. Because the revelation is that when you've stepped into Christ, you aren't just a channel for abundance, but you are abundance. You aren't just a channel for healing, but you are healing. And I heard the phrase, in Christ, I am abundance. In Christ, I am healing. In Christ. And so now this becomes a state of being. It becomes a frequency that you carry when you are standing in that place of as me in Christ. And so I'm sharing that encounter, number one, because it kind of goes along with the word, but I wanted to share it too, because it's a practical activation. It's a visualization that you can do to actually step into that reality. And as you stay in that place where you're visualizing yourself in the spirit, in Christ, and saying the words, I am abundance, like there is a shift in your frequency if you really step into that encounter. I mean, encounters are very, very powerful. Visualization is very, very powerful. Why? Because we're observing something and what we observe manifests, which takes me to kind of another practical activation that the Lord had me do this month. Just for me personally, right? Part of Elevate we do as well. We have these awakening meditations, and there's, you know, depending on the topic, I take you on this prophetic meditation. But for me personally, God said, I want you, and I did this Monday, He said, I want you to get up and I want you to record an awakening meditation for yourself. Because there's some things that I'm wanting you to observe. There's some things that are in the unseen that I'm wanting you to bring into the scene. And I need you to become that. I need you to become a future you that is in possession of those things. And you guys, this is not the first time God has given me necessarily an instruction like that. When I was pregnant and having this, you know, series of miscarriages, God gave me a meditation of myself 9 months pregnant. I was walking in the garden. I was in the spirit and I was 9 months pregnant. I was battling for the manifestation of being the joyful mother of children. And I, you know, was experiencing barrenness. And so there was a meditation project that the Holy Spirit gave me. Back when I was just first waking up to my union with Jesus, Holy Spirit told me to meditate on the scripture, Christ in you, the hope of glory, for a whole year. And so over the years, the Holy Spirit has basically said, give me your focus, give me your focus. And, you know, look at me, but not just look at me, but look as me, look as me. And I have seen this in so many different ways manifest, whether that was, I was praying for someone for healing and I just yielded to the point that it was no longer me seeing through my eyes, but it was literally letting the Holy Spirit take over my vision and letting me observe something and watching the manifestation happen. I mean, this principle of observation and speaking is very, very powerful. Getting into agreement, not just, you know, yes, consciously, but really taking on. And that's the power of meditation. It's the power of visualization. I've talked about quantum physics experiments in the past where people have worked out at a gym and people have just imagined working out at a gym. In a clinical study, there were two groups. And the group that imagined working out at the gym I don't know if it was 6 weeks, 8 weeks, can't remember the details now, but they developed the same level of muscle mass as the people that actually went to the gym. So, you know, you can't convince me, you know, whether you're buying into these things or not. You just, science is proving this out. Obviously, it's all throughout scripture. You know, the power of our meditation, the power of our observation. And there is a different level of observation in each level of these consciousness. And so one of the things God had me do was to create my own awakening meditation. And so I just came down to my office and I recorded a story about the day that something manifests in my life that God is actually asking me to bring into the seen realm. And it's just a matter of, I just play it and I'm reliving that day as I listen to it. Now, I'm putting it out there because God may be asking you to do the same thing. He may say, hey, go record a recording of future you doing what it is that you've been created, you know, that he's wanting you to bring into the seen realm and live it. And live it as though it's now. I mean, Olympic athletes do this. I mean, I don't have enough time to go through all of the studies and all the proof that exists that this is real. But I want to say that if as you are stepping into this elevation of consciousness and taking this quantum leap, see, a quantum leap can also time travel. A quantum leap can leave the realm of time and travel in the future. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's, you know, the Holy Spirit will show you the future, John 16:13. And so there is an observation that you can step into that is a manifestation, that is a domination, that is a manipulation of the seen realm. And so I want to encourage you as you step into this month to step into whatever it takes. So whether that's meditation, whether that's, you know, recording your story, whether that's it's spending time visualizing and stepping into the emotion and stepping into as me consciousness. You know, now that I've had that encounter, I can just step through the doorway, put on Christ and step into that place of I am abundance. And the thing is that as you step into that place of meditation, when you come out of that meditation, it's important to stay there, right? So it's important to see abundance. It's important to fill your mind with testimonies of healing. Like you want to focus on what it is that is true. So that's really what I'm hearing, you guys, that it's time for a quantum leap. It's time to make a quantum leap in consciousness. It's time to step into this place in Christ where all that he is, we are, and to take that on as an identity, as a way of being, and as a frequency, and as a way of perceiving and seeing the world, as a paradigm through which you walk through circumstances, and to treat your life as though you're in a circumstance simulator, that you are not, they are not designed to kill you. These circumstances are designed to reveal you, and the revelation of who you are is a son of God. And creation will partner because it is moaning and groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. So I don't know if this was a deep word. I don't know if this is over people's heads. I'm not really sure how this is going to land. I guess it's one of these words that if you have ears to hear, let you hear. And if not, we'll just put it on the shelf and come back some other time. But that's what I'm hearing, you guys. And I personally am really excited about what God is doing. I want to encourage you to definitely don't quit. Definitely be unstoppable and partner with the Holy Spirit in the encounters and in the things that you're being taught right now as it relates to the level of your identity and your level of awareness and your consciousness, and step into the encounters with God that he has for you. And if you need support and help in doing that, I really encourage you to step into Elevate. Again, it'll be 50 off for the whole month of March. I'll let my team know. The promo code is LEAP. And we've got our coaching call for that coming up on the 19th. So there's plenty of time to step into the content for this month. You'll obviously get the content from all of the other months when you join. And it's 50 off for the lifetime of your membership. So it's an awesome deal. So let me pray for everybody and then I'm out. All right. Well, Father, I thank you for this quantum leap. I thank you for this insight into what you are doing in the planet right now. I thank you that we are elevating. I thank you that we are making quantum leaps in our awareness, in our consciousness, in our ability to manifest heaven on earth, in our ability to operate as you, to step into union and to live free from the illusion of separation. Thank you that as we step into this identity that is who we've been really from the foundation of the world, I thank you that we are seeing quantum leaps in transformations. We're seeing quantum leaps and breakthroughs. We're seeing quantum leaps in our financial status, in our the healing, in the wholeness level of our bodies. And I thank you for continuing to pour out revelation, Holy Spirit, to every single listener, to every single person that's going to come across this broadcast, Father. And I thank you that you're going to teach them and you're going to make it understandable to them, Father. Thank you that Holy Spirit is the spirit of not just wisdom and revelation, but also the spirit of understanding. So I just release understanding of what you're doing, Father. I declare that we can partner with it and that we can step into it. And that it, in some sense, it is something that's being done to us by the Holy Spirit, but it's also an invitation for us to step into it and flow with you and let you move through us and do the work in us so that you can work through us and as us. And I give you praise. I give you all the honor for it. And we declare that it's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, awesome, you guys. That's what I've got for March. So share the word with those that you think will get it. And we'll see you soon. All right. Love you much.
Thanks for listening to Shalisa's podcast. This recording is, in part, made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalise.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalisa's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose He created you for, then visit us at shalise.com and watch Shalisa's free training, where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.